Brothers and sisters, the readings of today teach us about service, humility, and true leadership. The first reading describes a servant who suffers for others. This servant, we had it, takes on pain and sorrow to bring healing and forgiveness. He will offer his life to his descendants, fulfill the Lord's will, and justify many through his affliction and bearing their guilt. This prophecy prefigures Jesus Christ, whose the second reading told us his identity. He's the high priest, he's the Son of Man, he's the great, he understands our weaknesses and temptations, and so he intercedes for us before God. His suffering was not in vain, but his wounds were we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. His sacrifice shows the depth of his love for us and calls us to love others in the same way. We are called to be one another's burden and share in their suffering if we are the followers or the true imitators of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this first reading and even the second reading calls us to know how do we behave in our afflictions, in our sufferings. Are our suffering the source of becoming closer to God, or they take us far away from Him? How do we behave? Are we ready to suffer because of others? Are we ready to suffer because of seeking the safety of others? We had in this gospel the very interesting questions. The people who were chosen by Jesus, who have walked a long time with him, who had been his followers for a long time, they have now the question that they wanted to ask him. While reflecting on this gospel, I appreciated this project of these brothers. At least they were two, which means they love one another, they support one another, they have that time to have this conversation. You are my brother. As we saw, the one who has everything, that one is the king. Let's go and ask him this. At least they had common need, and they talked about their need. They shared about their need, and they found this good advice to go and approach Jesus to ask him. Brothers and sisters, we may sometimes condemn these brothers. We may, for us who are judgmental people, we may condemn them, asking why did they do this? But whenever we have an issue, it's very, very good thing to let Jesus know what we are thinking. Let Jesus know our weaknesses, no worry. Because for him, it will be the great occasion just to teach us. It will be his great occasion just to help us clean our thoughts. These people were thinking having a high position to be considered in the society. And we heard how we want to ask you, could you do everything that we want you to do for us? We are judgmental people. We may condemn them, but condemning them makes us blind, because we have first to ask ourselves, what are we asking God since we have been here in the church? Let's say that Jesus is here. We believe so. He's in the tabernacle. He's with us in this celebration. He gives us this opportunity to ask him whatever we want. What do we ask? What have we been asking since we arrived here? By asking that question, we can't criticize, we can't condemn these brothers, because their inquiry was considered by Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? This is the question that Jesus is asking us today. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for yours? What are we asking now? We heard how their desires and ambitions were earthly desires and earthly ambitions, because they considered Jesus as a king and they misunderstood his kingship because they considered him as the earthly king. They wanted to be at his right and his left as brothers, so that all those people who come to venerate or to give the honor to the king, they will immediately look at these brothers. Recently, I paid a visit to one of the schools here in town. And then while I was visiting, there was like a coincidence, because that day they have their custom to congratulate the first student in each grade. So they were calling one boy and one girl. They were just describing their qualities, not only for the intelligence, how they are doing in school, but also how they behave. So they were calling at two in each grade. And then what I still remember is the way the parents of those kids, were very happy, just clapping for them, just trying to show that I'm the mother of that guy, I'm the grandma, the grandparent of that guy, which means those students were making proud to their parents. This is what these kids were asking for. These disciples, they wanted to be considered. They wanted to be honored, because let's imagine that Jesus was like the president. That's how they were considering this position. And they were all became the vice president or the ministers just surrounding Jesus. And this request, we heard how it made other disciples indignant. Brothers and sisters, we may have been walking a long time thinking that we are truly Christians, but do we really know the values that go with that Christianity? Do we really know those values that go with our faith? That's why Jesus asked them this question: are you ready to be baptized on my baptism? Are you ready to suffer? Because Jesus wanted to clean their mind. Jesus wanted to clean their thoughts and show them the new way of sanctification, the new way of doing things. Through those suffering, we may reach out to Jesus. We may arrive to Jesus. In other words, he asked them, are you ready to suffer now? Because of this kingdomship that you want to be in. Even those sufferings may lead us to death. We are faithful, Catholic faithful. We know all the affliction. We know all the sufferings that many, all the martyrs of the church went through. This is what God, Jesus, is asking us today: to accept those sufferings so that they may be the way of cleaning, the way of sanctifying, the way of justifying ourselves, so that they may be the way to go immediately to God. But that requires us always to invite Him to come into our sufferings. Do not take it alone, but remember that whatever you are going through, Jesus is not far away from you. Don't go far away from Jesus. Instead, may those suffering bring you near to God. May those suffering help you to come to become his true friend. Let us ask God, in our earthly desires and those ambitions that we have, maybe we need to be honored, we need to be accepted, we need to be loved, we need to be served, we need to be, it depends on the position where we are standing now, but we have all those earthly desires. May God help us today to clean all those desires. May God help us to clean our ambitions so that we may focus on Him, we may have faith in Him, and we may invite Him to come and step into our sufferings that we are going through. Amen.